You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We were sharing a story about a guy in England got his arm stuck in his couch, and the authorities had, you know, the fire department had to come out to save him from his couch. So we're asking, why did you have to call 911? The phone calls are great. Text messages are great. Lori from Lakewood says, I called 911 because on a Christmas day 3 years ago, our trampoline blew over the fence and was rolling down a neighborhood road that was pretty well traveled. 911 operator told me this was not an emergency. And I said, well, it might be to you if you're in a car coming this way.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Similar to that, Tina wrote in and she says, I had to call 911 because there was a couch in the middle of bowls at 10 p.m. It was very dark and you couldn't see it until you were right up on it. Yeah, there's a couch in the road. It's funny, during the break, Nicole texted me, Knickknack did, and she's like, do you remember when my sister had to call 911 because her son got his head stuck in a toilet seat? He was jacking around in the bathroom, stuck his head through the hole in the toilet seat, and they couldn't get it out. And so the fire department had to come, and they had to cut the toilet seat off his head. Big old head.
Kids have big heads, though. Megan from Centennial says that her dad was a 911 operator, and one of their favorite stories is a guy calling because he had a McDonald's French fry stuck between his teeth. She goes, he had a thick Southern redneck accent, which made the story funnier.
What?
He stuck a French fry? What?
What?
I thought it might be like stuck up his nose or something.
It was in his teeth?
Let's take some calls. People have been patiently holding. Abby, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
We're good.
Well, we're having a few laughs.
What's your story?
At the expense of poor 911 operators. What happened?
So mine's kind of like a hindsight story. Like, looking back, it's funny. So in high school, I passed out on my mom in the middle of the night, yelled for her in the bathroom. She called 911. We got to the doctor's. And they got us to Children's, and they were like, your daughter is just extremely constipated. I had my tonsils taken out when I was 8 and had strep for the first time in 7 years, and I guess the medicine I was on killed the good and bad bacteria in my stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Extremely constipated.
So you were all backed up.
Yeah.
How you doing now?
Good.
Did you go this morning?
Yeah.
All right, good. Good. Excellent.
Abby, thank you so much.
Thank you
for
the overshare, Abby. Very
That's
nice.
Fantastic. She's already gone this morning.
Already gone.
Hello, Julie. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Julie.
We won't ask you the same question. Don't worry. So why did you have to call 911?
Okay, so I was making homemade yogurt, and I make my homemade yogurt in a crock pot. And so the yogurt has to ferment overnight, and you wrap your crock pot in a towel and put it in your oven so that it doesn't get drafts, and so it stays warm and ferments. And so I had my yogurt in the oven overnight, and the next day totally forgot about it, and I went to preheat the oven for dinner.
Ruh-roh.
And so the towel caught fire. I mean, like, massive flames.
Yeah.
And I had 4 little kids at the time. I may still have 4 little kids. But I had to call the fire department, and we ran outside. And fire department shows up, puts the fire out. Thankfully, it was just in the oven, so nothing in the house burned. But the fireman just looked at me like, you put a towel in your oven?
Julie, why aren't you just buying yogurt at Safeway?
I'm like, homemade yogurt is delicious.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like a lot of work.
I get you. Listen, thank you
thank
for
you,
making
Julie.
Us laugh. We appreciate it. Here comes Leah. Leah, good morning. Quickly, what was the story? Why'd you have to call 911?
I was working in a real estate office. This was shortly after 9/11, maybe within a few years. And all of a sudden, we all started sort of getting really scratchy in our throats and coughing and sort of choking. We didn't know what was going on. And you know, the anthrax thing was a big scare back in those days. So everybody freaked out. We had no idea what was happening. And we called 911, and the firemen came and realized that in one of our drawers at our front desk, there was a pepper spray thingy that we had in the drawers in case anybody was holding an open house alone and they needed to take, like, protection with them.
Yeah.
And somehow it got jostled and started leaking. And after so long of it leaking, it like spread through the air in the office. And
oh, that's good.
Oh, my God. That's pretty good.
That's embarrassing, but good.
That's pretty good. Thank you for that. Let's take a couple more. And I definitely want to talk to there's Jen, who's a 911 operator. So I definitely want to talk to her. Here's Jenny quickly. Jenny, what's the story?
So, I took my three kids to a double birthday party.
Jenny, we can't hear
Jenny,
you.
Jenny, we need you to put the phone wrong. We're going to put you back on hold. Josh, can you get with Jenny? Get her to put that phone right up to her mouth so we can hear her loud and clear. Is it Glenner? Is that right?
Glennis.
All right, good. What's the story?
Well, every summer my family goes up to the mountains. We have a little cabin nestled up in the woods, and my cousins and I were watching a horror movie late at night when one of my cousins looks up and sees a face in the window. She mentions it, but nobody else saw it, and so we kind of just ignore it. And then she looks up and sees it again, and then we hear tapping. We're all starting to freak out, and we hear doorknobs start rattling like someone's trying to come in. And so we run upstairs, completely abandoning our poor asleep family. And we end up calling 911, but they would never be able to come because we did not know the address to the house. And then we found out that it was just our uncle who
was jacking with you.
It was the creepy uncle. It's always a creepy uncle.
Oh my gosh. It's like, where is this going?
It's the creepy uncle.
Okay.
Jen, how long were you a 911 operator, or are you still a 911 operator?
I am still a 911 operator, and I've been doing it for 9 years.
Right on. Well, thank you for doing that. I'm sure you've got stories for days, probably.
Yeah.
I do. What makes this particular one funny is all the could have. And so he did the right thing. He absolutely should have called 911. The problem was he spoke Romanian, so I had to get an interpreter on the line. And as the story is kind of developing, turns out he's at a gas station, a very busy gas station off of I-25, and he happened to find a gun behind the store, and was like, cool, free gun, and took it to his van, which was parked out front. At which point his wife was like, no, we're not bringing that into our car. So him and her are having, you know, a nice
disagreement,
related kind of conversation in another language about a gun at a busy gas station right off of I-25. And he's like, I'm just going to take it inside.
So
in my head, I'm just picturing this guy in his, unfortunately, in his Romanian tracksuit with a gun and a mask on.
Right.
English, going into this busy gas station. So I was like, interpreter, I don't care how you have to get this through to him, but you tell him to put that gun on the floor of his van and not touch it whatsoever.
Right.
And so it's really just a simple call. Like, it wasn't, it's a very simple property call, essentially. It's not anything.
Right. It wasn't anything bad. They found a gun and they're reporting it, you know?
They're doing 100% the right thing.
But you don't go walking into a convenience store
with a mask on.
With a mask,
holding a gun, and you don't speak English.
Right. Oh, Jen.
Listen. Thank you
Thanks,
for calling
Jen.
Us, and thank you for the work you do, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. My kids were like, you need to call that in. I was like, no, it doesn't fit the criteria. But they're sitting
it's a story.
It's a story. We love the stories.
Thanks, Jen.
Yeah. Leave the gun somewhere, then go in and ask them to call 911.
Hey, I found something. Oh, golly.